Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader. It's not exactly been the best start to COP26 for the UK. The government has had to apologise to an Israeli minister who could not attend the climate change summit because it was not wheelchair accessible. Karine El-Harar is Israel's Minister of National Infrastructures, Energy and Water Resources and tweeted that it was sad the UN does not provide accessibility to its events. In a BBC interview, the UK Environment Minister, George Eustace, said the incident was deeply regrettable, but went on to suggest that Israel didn't communicate particular access needs. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has met El-Harar and apologised directly to her as well. Today marks Purple Tuesday, a campaign which calls on organisations to make changes to improve the customer experience for disabled people. So just how does the UK compare when it comes to disability rights and accessibility? James Taylor is a director at Scope. What's your reaction to this?
It's inexcusable, really, that the organisers of COP26 haven't made all of their venues accessible for disabled people, and no one should be excluded from participating in an event that's addressing one of the biggest issues of our time. And I think, frankly, the organisers should have seen it coming, that a conference with thousands and thousands of people, you should expect that some of them will be disabled and will need access adjustments.
It's such a huge, important event. Are you surprised that they've dropped the ball on something so crucial?
Yeah, something so crucial, but also something so simple and basic to get right in the first place. You know, one in five of the population are disabled. Many of them will be at the conference. And I think it's quite disappointing that this has happened in the first place, and the minister herself and hundreds of others from around the world have had to call it out before it's been resolved.
UK Environment Minister George Eustace has suggested that Israel didn't communicate particular access needs for their minister. What do you make of that?
I think, to be honest with you, it's a bit of a cop-out to blame the disabled person or disabled people for not shouting loud enough about what their access needs are. These things should be built in and thought about from the very beginning of any conference or event that's being planned. And I think, you know, it is a bit of a cop-out that COP26 didn't think any disabled people would be at an event.
How does the UK compare to other countries when it comes to accessibility?
I think generally the UK is okay, but I think what this event has highlighted is that there are still so many areas and places that disabled people can't get into in the same way as many other people, whether that's shops, restaurants, pubs, bars. There are still thousands and thousands of disabled people every year who aren't able to access these things.
And what do you think the UK should do now to come back from this?
Well, I think that the immediate thing is apologise, which they've done, and hopefully fix and resolve that specific issue today. But I think what we want to see UK government, UK retailers do is commit to build in accessibility from the very beginning, rather than having to rely on disabled people to put their hand up or rely on it being an afterthought.
Today is Purple Tuesday. Tell us about that.
Yes, Purple Tuesday is an initiative to drive positive change for disabled customers up and down the country. And there are hundreds of organisations celebrating their disabled customers and celebrating the improvements they're making shopping experience. So to mark the occasion, Piccadilly Circus has gone purple, for example. And it's based off the back of some research that was also published today from the charity Purple and eBay, which found that over the last year, retailers have missed out on around £400 million during the pandemic because their websites were inaccessible.
And what sort of improvements is the campaign calling for?
I think there's a couple of things. There's some very specific things around physical access. So whether that's ramps or quiet hours, which are becoming increasingly common in some supermarkets and shops for especially for people with autism, but also virtual accessibility as well. So making websites more accessible and not blocking people from purchasing goods from you. The UK Purple Pound, which is what we call the sort of spending power of disabled people in this country, is around £270 billion a year. So it's a huge market. And there are lots of retailers that are still missing out on getting a piece of that purple pound, that purple pie. So what Purple Tuesday is all about is getting businesses to celebrate what they're doing and showcasing how they are inclusive, and hopefully getting more and more retailers to join them.
And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.